This is episode 2157 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back. We are on day six of our series we're exploring this week. We're exploring the theme of gratitude. And you have a challenge this week. Your challenge is to express gratitude to someone each day. You might even express gratitude simply mentally. And there's a lot of research that shows that when you express gratitude to someone, especially if you write down in a letter or an email or text message and let someone know you're grateful for them, the process of doing this provides significant benefits. In fact, there was a study where there were 300 college students who were seeking mental health counseling services for anxiety and depression. And this group of 300 participants was divided up into three groups. They all received mental health counseling. One group was requested to write down their thoughts and reflections, to journal about their experiences. Another group was not requested to journal. They simply received mental health counseling services. The third group was requested to keep a journal, a gratitude journal. And they were also asked to write a letter of gratitude each week for 3 weeks to someone. The good majority of the participants didn't actually send their letters, but what they discovered was that after 12 weeks, the group who had written the three letters of gratitude, regardless of whether or not they sent these letters of gratitude, received more benefits than the other groups in their prefrontal cortex region of their brain, the part that is also activated when you meditate, and they experienced less depression and less anxiety by a significant amount as compared to the other two groups. So when you express gratitude, even if you just feel it within yourself, this helps to decrease depression and to manage anxiety. So in today's episode, you are going to be guided layering together the different meditation techniques we've explored this week, and you will be focusing on gratitude. This episode is sponsored by the Sip and Om meditation app. This is an app you can try for 7 days free access to the full app of over 2,000 30-minute guided meditations. So this is for you if you want to meditate a little more deeply and you want to meditate longer. You also get a journal every week that goes along with the series and a slow down guide with all the techniques. So you receive a lot of tools to support you through the themes each week. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode. The best way to receive the benefits of meditation is by consistently meditating. I also want to mention that you may have noticed, if you're a regular listener, that I now share a journey from a fellow meditator in each episode. And I'm doing this because I know that many of us are feeling very isolated, and I want you to know how others are benefiting from meditation, how they use it in their lives, and what they're using it for, so that you don't feel like maybe you're the only one experiencing so much stress and distraction during these extraordinary times we are living as we experience a global pandemic. And if you live in the United States, as you await the election results and so many other areas of change and disruption, you can send a message to me at mary@sipandom.com if you would like to share your journey with me. I can keep your name anonymous without mentioning it, or I'm happy to share your name as well. You can also reach out to me on the Sip and Om Facebook and Instagram social sites, and I'll be sure to get your message there too. I'd love to hear from you. So I'd like you to meet your fellow meditator all the way from New Delhi, India. I've listened to your podcast for several years as I go to work in the morning, and I want to thank you for helping me to heal the relationship with my father. My father and I have never really gotten along, and with your techniques and different themes that you focus on each week, I've been able to manage my anger whenever I'm in the presence of my father, who puts a lot of pressure on me and never seems to accept me for who I am. I've always resented this throughout my life. Now I begin to feel more compassion for my father. I know this is because of my meditation practice. It has made me a better person. From being an angry man filled with resentment to finding love and compassion for those who I once resented. I want to thank this listener for sharing such a personal experience, and I'm sure that we can all relate to feeling resentment and beginning to develop compassion, and meditation really does help you to open your heart more. So settle yourself down and we'll begin this process of opening our heart, experiencing compassion. As you sit up straight, close your eyes and begin to relax your body. As you do so, mentally affirm, "I am grateful for my life. I am grateful for my life." I invite you to place your hands in the Anjali Mudra, pressing your palms together, your fingers upward. This mudra helps to balance the left and right hemispheres of your brain. It's a classic mudra for gratitude. Your hands are placed as if in prayer position. Inhale and exhale through your nose, beginning to calm your mind and your body. On the next inhale, inhale through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward, and sending out gratitude to someone. As you exhale, release sadness and fear. Now bring to mind someone you would write a letter of gratitude to. someone who you're grateful for. Maybe someone from your childhood or someone recently who has impacted your life. And think about what you would say to them. What would you thank them for? How would you share with them how much their kindness or their support or belief in you meant to you? Focus on mentally writing this gratitude letter. And maybe after you meditate, you might write that letter and send it to someone. Continue meditating, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.